Good Friday night, everyone, from Hamby Stadium in Mesquite for the third time in the last 5 weeks. Mike Richardson here with you, along with Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris. The whole gang's here. We've got Longview and Mesquite on senior night. For a preview, here's Brent.
Well, Mesquite's 7-2 on the season. They're 3-2 in district play. However, they have qualified for a playoff spot, so they're one of the ones in. They're a much improved team. Longview 9-0 in the season, 5-0 in district trade. They're trying to finish the season unbeaten.
Well, Mesquite is they've played pretty well this year. They were able to beat Lee and they beat Heath. They did lose to Rockwall in a game where it was really lopsided, 66-42. They lost to Rockwall, but supposedly they had a few defensive players hurt. But their defense this year has not been very good. Their offense, on the other hand, has been really good. An interesting note here tonight is Ladarius Turner, their leading rusher, comes in, and he trails Meredith by 14 yards. So one of those two guys, whichever one has the bigger game, is probably going to win a lead to district in rushing, which
He led it most of the year, didn't he?
Yes.
Meredith finally caught him.
Yeah, Meredith has been able to catch him towards the end. As we mentioned, they're 7-2 on the year. Longview 9-0. This is a game that Mesquite would kind of like to go into the playoffs with some kind of win, if nothing else, keeping this game close. Longview, on the other hand, is going to see this as a stepping stone to start of the playoffs. It should be an interesting game. The weather is cool tonight, but there's no wind, so it's a really nice night. Again, Longview probably has as many or more fans in Mesquite as we've seen most of the games this year, but I'm looking forward to tonight's game and then next week where we move into end of the playoffs.
Mesquite and Longview tonight here on senior night. The toss of the coin is about to get underway. Longview, they're all white tonight with green helmets and green numbers, and Mesquite, and they're all maroon. Maroon and white, they've got their white numbers and all maroon on tonight. Longview has won the toss. He patted Longview's shoulder. Mesquite will receive from the south end of the stadium. And Longview will kick it from the north end. Longview elected to defer to the second half. They've played 15 times, and Longview's won 13 of them. 13-2, this is the 16th meeting. Longview coached by John King, and Mesquite's coached by Jeff Fleener. As John said, a beautiful night tonight for football. Temperature probably low 50s, maybe upper 40s. It is a gorgeous night. No wind, no rain, cool temperatures.
You know, it's next week we start the playoffs, of course. The fact that we're going to be won the district, we're going to go in as the first place team, which means we got a home game next week, which is quite an advantage. I know that that's looking ahead, but I know what Coach King would like to see tonight is a really good effort to have really good momentum. You don't want to play poorly in your last game before you start the playoffs, and I think you'll see a good effort out of Longview tonight. They'll put a lot of pressure on Mesquite's defense early, I believe.
I think they will, too. Longview's going to kick it off. Underfrail will kick it off for Longview. Back to return, Gary Evans on the near side, and Ladarian Smith on the far side for Mesquite. From the north end, Onofreo kick it. He boots this one high and deep to the end zone. Smith's going to bring it out. 5, 10, 15, cuts across.
Ooh.
Oh, down he goes at the 15-yard line. Holy smokes, who was that? That was Cedric Smith.
Cedric Smith. Good grief.
Wow. At the 15-yard line, he leveled him. McGill's going to run it up the middle. Nothing there. Longview stopped him at the 30-yard line. Fourth down. Tyree Hale back to return it for Longview. Estaneda, high snap. He got it away. He's going to hit the ground and roll and be killed at the 28-yard line. Fourth down and a yard at the 32-yard line of Mesquite. Longview's going to go for it on fourth. Short by a yard.
Well, Longview's been known in this situation to fake the run and pull it out and do play action, but they are in a running set here.
They are, and there goes Meredith.
Nope, he didn't get it. Nope.
He just didn't get it. He didn't get back to the line of scrimmage.
He was hit at the line of scrimmage. That was really good defense by our Carters. He stepped up in the hole and stopped Meredith in his tracks.
Sure did. Fourth down and 10. Back at the 31-yard line. Fourth and 10.
Yeah, you think they've got to throw it here, Brent. They're going to have to throw it up the field with fourth and 10.
McGill, back to throw, not much pressure. There's one thrown outside, incomplete.
No chance. Threw to the far sideline and was trying to get it out there to Jadarian Smith, but Longview had really good coverage, and the ball was just thrown out of bounds. It goes incomplete. Mesquite drive draws out.
We're at 4:45 to go first quarter. Spread formation. They give it a play action. Oops. Pass. Oh. Dropped.
Goodness gracious. Quick slant. And Kirby just coughed the ball up, Brent. That was one that was going to be a foot race and had a good chance to go for the touchdown if he could outrun him, but he dropped the football.
Sure did. Second down and 10. It's fourth down and 3 for Longview. They need to get to the 20-yard line of Mesquite for a first down. Fourth and 3. Two wides far side, one near side. King out of the spread. Going to change the play. Option play. They pitch it back to Jones. Jones has got a first down and more. 5-yard line. Touchdown. He bowled over a tackler at the goal line, and Longview got a touchdown. They went to the option on the far side of the field, the weak side option, and Jones carried that one in.
I tell you, Brent.
No, that was the minivan.
That's goes a lot to the quarterback. He looked out, changed the play at the line of scrimmage, saw the weakness in the defense, ran the option, pitched it, and he turns in. He was hit down about the 3 or 4, but when he's got head of steam, it's hard to just bring him right down. But Haynes King, there's not that many high school quarterbacks to check off the line of scrimmage and go to the play that gets you the touchdown.
Kevin Jones bowled over a tackler. Here's the extra point attempt. It's up. And it's good. Longview's got a 7-0 lead with a minute and 44 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. First quarter has come to an end. It's 2nd and 9 for Mesquite. They're on 36. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. McGill back to throw. Here's pressure up the middle. They chase him out of the pocket. He's looking downfield, and now he throws, and this one's going to be intercepted by Longview.
Yeah, it was an ill-advised throw. He's under heavy pressure. He should have just thrown the ball out of the bounds as it was. He just threw it up the field, and it ends up being picked off by Longview. And I think that was by Tyree Hill, who was called for interference on the previous play.
First and 10, Longview. First and goal, Longview. From the Mesquite High 6-yard line. 7-0. 9:52 to go in the first half. I formation, Meredith the running back. Right side goes Meredith, touchdown.
Yes, because Jones with a good lead block and also a good block out there by the tackle, Trevor Ford, and he goes in standing up. That's an outstanding job of the right side of the line for Longview.
It sure was. 13-0 with 9:48 to go in the first half. Longview with the lead. Hudafrey will come on to kick the extra point. Haynes King will hold it. Ball on the tee, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So Longview's got a 14-0 lead with 9:48 to go in the half. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Here comes the kick. This one's into the end zone. Smith's going to bring it out. He's to the 5. He's to the 10. Got a hole to run in to the 20, 25, up to the 30, and finally out of bounds he goes at the 37-yard line.
Nice return.
Let's see if Longview will bring some pressure on third down.
Yeah, it's a pretty good chance they will. That's Tyshawn Taylor stepping up. Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Whoa!
Hey, back in the backfield. Here comes McGill around the corner. First down for Mesquite. He got it to the 49. Lawview had a shot at him and didn't get him.
That was they had pressure up the middle, and I think the guy that actually had a really good shot at him out there was Joe Jones, but that's a nice run by the quarterback. He sidestepped him and turned it up the field and got it out to the 49, a pickup of 8. I tell you, McGill is
pretty athletic.
He's a really good runner, and he's big. I mean, really big.
Yeah, he is.
And so far, he's got 9 carries for 30 yards, so he's toted most of the offense for them, running the football anyway.
He sure has. 1st and 10 from Longview's 40-yard line. Beal back to throw. Here comes pressure. It's Beltran. There's a throw. Caught. Touchdown.
Oh, that's a nice throw and catch.
Trey Rudd with a catch and the score. Beltran got there just a step late.
Well, he unloaded, but wow, he stood in the pocket and just threw a perfect strike down to about the 10-yard line. The catch was made and taken in for the score.
Danny Castaneda kicked the extra point. He's a left-foot soccer styler. Kick is on its way, and it's on its way and good. It's 14-7 Longview, 6:43 to go in the half. We're back on 106.5 The Jack FM. Here comes the kick. It's high, and it's going to be fielded at the 15. Back up to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, across the field to the 43-yard line. First down to 23-yard line of Mesquite for Longview. 4:45 to go in the first. There goes the big man. There goes Jones. He's to the 5 yards, 10-yard line, 5 touchdown. The minivan, Kevin Jones.
Well, that was the zone read, and this time Haynes King saw it that nobody took the fullback, and he just handed it off, and there was nobody there, and he gets into the secondary and basically goes in untouched from 23 yards out, so Longview does answer the score of Mesquite.
255 pounds, Kevin Jones. So it's a 20-7 lead with 4:38 to go in the half. King will hold, unafraid kick. It's up. And it's good. 21-7 Longview, 4:38 to go in the half. Back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Welcome back, everyone. Mesquite, 3rd down and 10 from their own 37. McGill, the quarterback. Back to throw he comes. Here's pressure. They got him. Beltran back at the 25. Welcome back, everyone. A short punt. 30-yard punt, no return. Longview scrimmage from the 48-yard line, their own 48. We've got 3:15 to go in the first half. Lovey's got a 21-7 lead. Hopkins to the far side of the field. Has a wide receiver, eye formation. Quick pass outside to Hopkins. Intercepted. Man. This is going to be a long Mesquite touchdown. Meredith chases. Meredith got him out of bounds. At the 15-yard line. Holy smoke. He intercepted a tip pass. And Meredith chased him and got him out of bounds.
Yeah, the interception was a fantastic interception. But Caden Meredith, the interception by Reggie Reese, but Meredith runs him down at the 10-yard line. That's kind of unbelievable. The interception occurred because the ball was dropped, Brent. It was a good throw, bounced off the hands of the receiver into the hands to the defensive back. Yeah, this is huge play for both teams, Brent.
It sure is.
Longview. If they could stop this and keep them from getting a touchdown, it would be a good defensive series for them. May force them to attempt a field goal, and Mesquite would truly love to get a score here, a touchdown score.
3rd and 10 for Mesquite from Longview's 10-yard line. McGill back to pass. Here's pressure.
There
you go. And a fumble on the play. Can Longview scoop and score? Let's see if they can. To midfield, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown.
What a turnaround. Goodness gracious. No flags. The hit was made out there by Malik Cannon. It forced. There's their flag.
That's a 15-yard line.
It sure is.
Malik Cannon made the hit.
And then it was picked up by Cedric Smith.
Well, let's see.
Looks like they're going to wipe this out. Yeah, what are they doing? They're picking it up.
Yeah, they're calling them down there. Yes, sir.
Touchdown.
Wow, who ran it back, y'all?
I believe it was Cedric Smith. He picked it up.
Cedric Smith. Cedric Smith had pretty good speed. They couldn't catch him. What a turn of events, John.
No kidding. It was just unbelievable.
27-7 with 33 seconds to go in the half. And Malik Cannon got the hit and knocked the ball loose?
Yep.
Well, what a turn of events that was. 27-7. 33 seconds to go in the half. King will hold it. Got it down. Unafraid got it up. And it's good. 28-7 Longview. 33 seconds to go in the half. We're back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. McGill is running the ball tonight, but he's taking some licks. First half has come to an end. Mesquite's going to run it out. Longview will get the ball to start the second half. It is 28-7 Longview at halftime. We'll be back with more football from Hamby Stadium on 106.5 The Jack FM. Well, Danny Castaneda will kick it off for Mesquite. Longview will get the ball to start the second half. Castaneda, left foot soccer style. 28-7 Longview, and we're underway here in the second half. Here comes Castaneda with a kick. This one's kicked deep. It's going to be returnable. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45-yard line.
Yeah, that's a nice return.
Shannon Jackson on return. There goes Meredith, right side he goes, 40,
foot
35,
race.
30, 25, 20, 15, tall, they got him down. They got him down to 12-yard line.
Just a diving tackle is Tyler Raleigh O'Neill just jumped out and swiped and hit the foot and was able to make the tackle, but it's a great run. Meredith gets to the two, and I tell you, he's over 100 yards, and he's going to end up leading this district in rushing, which is a pretty nice thing to do.
High formation again. Meredith, right side he goes. Touchdown.
Well, that was easy.
It sure was. It's 34-7 with Longview with 10:49 to go in the third quarter. First time Longview got it. Down the field they went. Didn't take long.
Three-play 55-yard drive and a touchdown from 3 yards out by Meredith.
34-7 Longview. Here's an extra point by Unafraid. Kick is up, and the kick is good. 35-7 Longview. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. Here comes the kick from Unafraid. It's kicked to the end zone to Evans. He's going to stay in the end zone this time and not bring it out. So Mesquite will scrimmage from their 25. McGill, the quarterback. He's going to run the zone read. Oh, Longview got it behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, now
Longview's going to get a penalty.
Yeah, that's taunting by Tyshawn Taylor. He made a great play and then nullified it by standing over the quarterback and saying something to him.
Third and long. McGill back to throw. Here's pressure. Well, he got out of the pocket. And he's going to go around the sideline, and he's going to be tackled at the 40-yard line. Now Longview's going to get a penalty.
Yep, he hit him out of bounds, way out of bounds. That's going to be 15.
Well, it's second down and 21 for Mesquite with 6:46 to go in the third quarter. Longview's got a 35-7 lead. Three wides near side of the field and one to the far side. McGill back to throw. Not much pressure. This one's over the middle. Caught, touchdown.
Well, that was just ran a little seam route, and the catch was made. The catch was made by Jadarian Smith, and Brent, he just beat the secondary for Longview.
He sure did. Shannon Jackson had the coverage, but he just went right by him, and it's a touchdown. So it's 35-13. 6:39 to go here in the third quarter. Castaneda to kick the extra point for Mesquite. It's up, and it's good. It's 35-14 with 6:39 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. A directional kick by Mesquite, and Longview caught it. Washington caught it and got it out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So Longview will scrimmage. First down and goal for Longview at the 2-yard line. First and goal. Right side goes Meredith. Touchdown. 41-14 Longview. 2:21 to go in the third quarter.
It's his second score of the night.
Unafrail Commander kicked the extra point. King will hold it. Extra point attempt is up, and it's good. It's 42-14 Longview with 2:21 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. 42-14 with 2:13 to go. Longview has recovered a fumble at the 14-yard line of Mesquite. Third quarter's ended. Longview 42, Mesquite 14. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on 106.5 The Jack FM in 1 minute. And Longview's got a second down and goal from the 1-yard line of Mesquite. And let's see, Kevin Jones is in at running back for Longview along with Jaharius Jones. And the minivan is at running back.
Yeah, usually when they have both of them in, it means that one of the Jones is going to lead off in front of the one in the back, and the one in the back is going to get the football. And the eye back will be Kevin.
Kevin. Quarterback sneak by Haynes, by King. Touchdown.
That's the other way to do it. Just sneak it in.
48-14 with 11:57 to go in the football game. Well, I waited to say this till a while. I thought about it this week. But Longview has annihilated this district. They have annihilated this district. I mean, everybody else has played pretty close games, but Longview has annihilated this district. High snap from center. The kick is up, and the kick is good.
I don't think you can put it any other way, Brent.
49-14, Longview. We're back with 106.5, The Jack FM. McGill's going to give it off again to Bonner. Bonner's going to break a tackle or two.
I think
and
he fumbled
the ball. And let's see, did Longview get it? Yes, they did, at the 33-yard line. Well, quite a feat, John. Longview's gone 10-0, and for the second year in a row, they've gone 10-0. They have now won 26 in a row. I mean, a phenomenal run.
Yep, that's pretty impressive. It's pretty impressive. And Longview will go for it here, I think.
I think they will. Fourth down and goal from the 4-yard line. Or it's on the 5-yard line. Fourth and goal from the 5-yard line. It's 49-14. With 5:13 to go in the football game.
Be nice to see the backups get a score here. They started back after a fumble recovery on the 33-yard line. They've got it to the 5.
Yeah, they're going to give it to Jimerson. Whoa. He's to the 5. He tried. He got it to the 1-yard line.
What an effort, but he couldn't get it in.
Longview has won and gone 10-0 in the season. Quite a feat for two straight seasons. They've gone unbeaten. 10-0, 6-0 in district play. They beat Mesquite tonight, 49-14. We'll be back with a wrap-up on 106.5 The Jack FM in 3 minutes.